Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Welcome, welcome to the Get Your Business Right show on Verbcade Radio, iHeartRadio, and wherever a podcast is played. You know, we're all about the power of women. You know who I am? I'm Mr. Michael Muse, a.k.a. Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, the author of Rise and Burn. And you know I'm excited today, as each week I'm always able to talk to some of the biggest thought leaders and the women who are making the change. Because you know, one thing we do on this show here, we help women make the right power moves, be in the right environment, and meet the right people. Well, this young lady right here, she is a power mover. She knows how to take advantage of opportunities. She knows how to step into everything that God has ordained for her. Let me introduce you to the one and only Miss Jackie Bradshaw.
Hello, Mr. Muse. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited because knowing the type of person you are, and we live in the times now where people are so caught up into gratification in the now, and too often the small things that are important get overlooked. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, this young lady right here has had several businesses. But the one thing about her that stands out is her commitment to service and her compassion for people. And so I want to ask for you, when it comes to you helping people, where did that start for you at? Because, of course, everybody, one thing about you, you are real in what you do and why you do it. There's never an agenda. There's never a hidden message. How do you keep that type of mindset during these times we live in right now?
Well, Michael, I can tell you the very first business that I started was called A Servant's Heart. I got the name of that business. I did baskets and greeting cards, and I was in my early 20s. And I remember someone being upset with me because they said I was way too nice. And I just had to go back and reevaluate myself, because it's always good to go do a self-check. So I did that self-check and I said, well, wait a minute. How could I be too nice? Am I being fake? And I distinctly heard the Lord tell me to read Ephesians 6:6. And it's not as eye servants as being pleasers, but as servants doing the will of God from the heart. And that's how I started my first business, A Servant's Heart. I believe, especially now, but all my life, is that the greatest people are servants. And in order to be great, most people, when they get a position of power, they take it and they use that power to rule over others. But when you take that power and use it to serve others and build them up, it makes you even a greater person, I believe.
Absolutely. You really brought me back to what Jesus said, the greatest among you will be your servant.
Amen. Absolutely.
And, you know, that I think that's one aspect in life and business that are so often missing. And so as you have been involved in different ventures, you have this new business, ladies and gentlemen. She has this new business called White Gloves Cleaning and Sanitizing Services. And so, if you can, share us the backstory on why you decided to start this company and now.
Well, in addition to my business, Michael, I am a regional property manager, and I stopped traveling because I have properties in Atlanta, Georgia as well, that I manage, but I stopped traveling during COVID, due to, you know, COVID. So, and not wanting to get sick and everything. So, when I did start traveling back, you know, staying in the hotel rooms, I did bring my own cleaning supplies, because this virus is nothing to play with. And if we don't take it seriously, it will continue to take us out and it will continue to spread. And when I got to the hotel room, I was appalled because that should be one of the cleanest places because there's so much activity going in and out. And there was hair on the toilet seat. The mirror wasn't wiped down. And it wasn't, I'm not going to give the name of the hotel, but it wasn't a cheap hotel. It was a very exclusive hotel that I went to. And although I brought my own cleaning supplies, I should not have had to do that to that extent. And I was sitting on the sofa and I was just thinking of how could I help others not contract this virus and what could I do to help? And then the Lord dropped in my spirit white gloves. And it was a cleaning service that I started in Atlanta just for turnkey because I'm in property management. But I think it was so important to learn how to clean according to healthcare standards, especially in this day and age, because it's so important. And that's how white gloves got started.
And you know, that's amazing there, because you truly saw the need for it. And like you say, you're going to a upscale, exclusive hotel, and you expect top notch. You expect to walk into a hotel room that has been thoroughly clean, and you know, you expect to go in and you expect it look good, smell good, and like you say, had a white glove touch. No dust, you know? And so, like you said, when you got there and you saw the hair on a toilet, I know you were truly appalled, like you said, because it wasn't like you was going to some raggedy hole in the wall motel, some little short stay. You was, like you said, an exclusive upscale place where you expect the expectation to be fully clean, where there's no thought, imagination, or mind that anything needs to be done to it other than you just relax and go to sleep and enjoy yourself in that room until it's time for you to leave, you know? And so was there any situations that went on that also inspired you to do that?
Well, there were several. I do have a friend whose daughter passed away from COVID at the age of 5 years old. And what can we do to prevent this from happening? Because we don't see the severity of possibly touching a light switch after somebody have rubbed their nose or their eye and they don't even know they have the virus. And you go back behind them and you touch that same light switch and touch your face and you contract it just that easily. So especially in restaurants and hotels and schools and places where there's activity, you know, right, consistent activity, there's such a need for it to be, one, to educate people on how to clean and the importance of it. And then two, how do we stop and eradicate or have a more controlled environment of cleanliness when we are serving the public or even people coming in and out of our homes?
And so how important is using the right products for clean? How important is that? Is there something personal that you have to share about that?
It is extremely important to use the right chemicals. You want to make sure that you are not only cleaning, but disinfecting at the same time. And that is two different things. So, you can clean with a disinfectant, but we use the fogging system as well. Because a lot of times we can clean the top of the surface and not get the hidden areas of the surface. Mm-hmm. So the foggers that we use, they're atomized droplets that pass through an electrode inside of a nozzle. And this is negatively charged droplets that are attached. And what those droplets do is they reverse direction and movement against gravity to coat even the hidden surfaces. So inside the keyboards or that light switch, you know, that has the grooves in it or the doorknob handles that you may not be able to clean properly just with a wipe or a touch. So that helps that. And then the negatively charged droplets are carried into the airstream of the surface. And it helps positively charge, because everything that's on surface is positively charged. So that virus, that bacteria, those germs, right, those are all positively charged items that, or, you know, that are sitting on the surface. So when the negatively charged droplets that carry the disinfectant touch, it's like a magnet and it coats it, and that it eradicates that whatever is sitting there. So any viruses or, you know, the COVID, the SARS, H1N1, all of those things are eradicated. Influenza. So that's why it's important not only to clean, but to use the fogging system as well.
Well, I want to ask a question here to really, as you said, it's the difference between cleaning and disinfecting. And of course, you really broke it down from a scientific methodology on it's, that's the difference. And like I said, what you do, it is totally different. So to the person out there who is thinking, you know what, I don't need no specialized cleaning. As long as I got Lysol, it's going to kill 99.7%. As long as I spray that on all my surfaces after I clean, I'm disinfected. Is that the truth, or is that a truth that people looking at, or is that a falsehood that they really need to get more information?
No, it is definitely a truth. But let me ask you this, Michael. When you are cleaning and you're wiping down surfaces, you're not hitting all of your walls that may be touched, or, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to sit and go through every single part of your home that could be touched. And there's things that you could miss. Even when I clean my home, sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot to hit this light switch, or I didn't do this doorknob handle. So when you go in, and especially a business or organization that has a lot more room to cover, you are going to miss things. So that's why the fogging system is so important, because as you go through and you use that fogger, it hits and coats everything. So therefore, it leaves no room for any virus or germs or bacteria to sit on the surface.
Okay. And so, like I said, that is to what you just shared, truly is it a defining factor, because you're right, a person, no matter how much they clean, they're not gonna clean every crook and nanny where people's come in contact with their hands, everything else.
Absolutely. And even because even cleaning chemicals are so hard to find even in the grocery stores. But people need to understand that using all the different chemicals that's out there can also be a health hazard as well. So you want to make sure you're wearing proper PPE, even when you're in the home. And you want to make sure whatever chemicals you're using, if that's a harsh chemical, you want to make sure it's ventilated properly. You want to open up a window, especially with using bleach, or, you know, most of the chemicals that kill viruses, they are a little more concentrated. So you want to make sure that you're ventilating and you're using gloves and even a mask if you need to, so you're not breathing all those harsh chemicals into your system.
And you're right. Definitely when it comes to cleaning and those, just using the proper chemicals and, like you say, proper ventilation. Do you have any personal experience with that you'd like to share?
I do. My best friend and just the love of my life, and she was my sister, and she was cleaning with bleach and did not properly ventilate the restroom where she was cleaning at. It was a small confined area, and she had an asthma attack and went into cardiac arrest. And unfortunately, she is no longer.
And you know what? This is time for us to take a break on the Get Your Business Right show. And welcome back. We have Jackie Bradshaw from White Gloves Cleaning Sanitizing Services. And she has really shared how powerful it is in having the right information. She just shared a story just on for her on how her sister was using bleach and the room wasn't properly ventilated. And it ended up causing her for her demise. And so it's serious, people. It's serious. This is not too often. I think we see these chemicals and we see these products and now we're dealing with a pandemic. And I think people are so easy to be carefree when we're around chemicals. It's so carefree not to have the proper mindset that we need to have when we're around chemicals. And even understanding what we're doing with the pandemic and just making sure that we're doing things to be safe. And Jackie, I'm just loving what you're doing because you have a passion and purpose behind what you're doing. You not only want to have a clean environment for you. Now, if I'm correct, you don't just clean and disinfect, but you're certified in it. COVID certified.
Absolutely. Correct? Absolutely. So all of our cleaners have to take courses on how to properly clean according to healthcare standards and to help eradicate the virus of COVID-19 while cleaning.
And that's powerful. So it sounds like what you have done, you have actually got in on the beginning of a niche. Because I don't know anyone else who is certified anything dealing with COVID other than a government official. So you're able to handle, I just want to make sure I'm correct. So you can handle commercial, residential, and industrial. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. That's what you're saying. You're in a position now where you're not only helping yourself, but of course, able to work and hire people and really could create and build that legacy for your family.
Absolutely. But it's not about building a legacy just for my family, Michael. I love to help people. Our cleaning company is a little bit different. We call it White Gloves, not just because we clean according to healthcare standards, but we have a cleaner that comes in and then the person who does the fogging comes in after the cleaner. And then we have a White Gloves manager who goes behind the cleaner and the fogging system and then make sure every highly touched area is triple clean to make sure that we didn't miss anything. So that's why we call it White Gloves. And once that White Gloves manager, who's been a little more trained and has a little more cleaning background, then our regular staff goes in and puts their stamp of approval on it, then that's when we call it White Glove certified. In addition to that, our prices are lower, so much lower than any other cleaning company. And if you find somebody lower, we will lower the price to make sure that we're giving you the best price. Mm. The reason why we're doing that is because so many businesses have lost so much revenue during this pandemic. And we're not here to make, of course, it's a business, so we want to make money, but that is not our primary focus. Our primary focus is to help your business get back on track and offer you a reasonable price while doing that. So your guests can stay safe, your customers can be safe, your employees can stay safe along with you and your families, because you don't want to bring anything back to them. In addition to that, we want to make sure that on top of being safe, that we're giving you a price that you can afford to stay safe with.
That's absolutely amazing. Like you say, you're not just offering exceptional value, but you're offering great service. Like you say, three aspects of it with three different people to make sure it's a clean, safe environment for the customers, clients, the workers, and anyone else, vendors, whoever else may transact business at that facility.
Absolutely.
And so, and what's shocking, you said that your prices it may be cheaper than some cleaning companies are doing record cleaning right now. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you mean to tell me that you're able to do cleaning, regular cleaning that we're usually accustomed to, the quote-unquote, the pine saw test, get walk in the room and smell the pine saw. But I noticed one thing, and I want you to kind of clear something up for the audience. Mm-hmm. Just because it smells good doesn't mean it's clean. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I just taught a class, Michael, and on cleaning and the importance of cleaning and sanitizing. And before the class came into the room, I sprayed Fabuloso everywhere. And when you walked in that room, it illuminated the room. And, you know, everybody sat down, because when you walk into an environment and it smells good and it feels clean and you're able to rest. But if you walk into an environment and you see trash and there's, you know, stained chairs, and now you're just kind of a little on edge and you're sitting on I know for me, I'm sitting on the edge of the chair and I don't want to touch anything. But when you enter a safe environment, you enter a place of peace almost. Mm. So, you know, when they walked in, they sat down and I said, doesn't it look clean and smell good in here? And everybody's like, yeah, this is nice. It smells great. They thought I had cleaned the room. And I said, I didn't clean anything. I sprayed Fabuloso. So that doesn't mean it's clean because it smells clean. So we talked about the importance of making sure that you clean properly and not just make it smell like it's clean.
You know, that sounded like a great lesson and a great time. Like you say, working with the youth and just really explaining them that don't let your one sense overlook all your other senses.
Absolutely.
And so, where do you plan on going with White Gloves? What's the next goal for White Gloves? Cleaning and sanitizing service for the next 24 months?
Michael, my goal right now is to help as many people as I can, as many businesses as I can, as many households as possible. And not only those people, but employees as well, because people are now starting to look for work. So the more business opportunities we get, the more people we can employ and help them provide for their families as well. So that's what our goal is, to just help as many people as we can.
Yeah, that is fantastic. The one thing that separates you from everyone else is just your service and care to detail and your compassion for people. You know, one thing I've always was taught was that if you could do something, whatever you do, do it with love. Because if you do it with love, it's going to show in your work. And not just that, the love you put into something, it's going to be in the atmosphere. You know how it is. You can walk into a room of people, and if it's love there, you can feel the love. Nobody has to say, I love you. They can just walk in and they feel the love.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing with White Gloves Clean and sanitizing service, you making sure once you clean that they walk in, they feel the love, they smell the love.
That's right.
And, we're getting close to the end of this conversation here. What are some things you want to share right now about what you do, and your last closing remarks, some things you want to share? And how can they reach you?
Well, a couple ways to reach us is our 800 number. And that number is 866-991-4611. You can also reach us on our website to learn more about what we do, which is www.whitegloveschss.com. And what I would like to share is that whatever services you need, uniquely, most cleaning companies will give you a price and not ask your budget. When you call us, we ask what your budget is for your establishment or your home, and then we'll try to work with your budget.
And so just in case Marvelous as when you guys are doing this cleaning process, so whether it be a home or business, I'm assuming the business had to be totally clear to people. Is that correct?
Yes, it does. Especially when we do our fogging system, it does have to be empty.
And what's the time frame? Because I know some of our people may be asking, yeah, I heard her mention the fogging thing. Is this like killing roaches? Got me going.
No. All of the products that we use are CDC certified or in registered. So we believe in cleaning according to healthcare standards. So it will not harm your pets or yourself, but the room does need to be empty, because when we first do the COVID spray, which we call it, it can be a little bit overwhelming of the smell, and the fogging system is kind of strong. So once everything settles, you're welcome to go back in. And with that being said, Michael, is that it's safe for children to be around children afterwards. If it's a restaurant, as long as they're not there's not food out and there's food handling products, everything can be touched in there.
Okay. So what's the time frame? You come to my business at 8 o'clock. Me and my employees have just kind of started getting things prepped. So we put the food, or we put the main things away. What's the turnaround time for us to be able to come back into the business once you do the fogging process aspect of it?
It should take about 3 hours afterwards, if that. And it also depends on how large the building is. So we're looking at doing a building now that's over 10,000 square feet. So that building has not been able to be in use since COVID happened. So it does need a deep clean and the fogging system, and it's 3 stories high. So it's going to take my team approximately 12 hours to get it where it needs to be. But again, that's 10,000 square feet versus somewhere else that is maybe, 5,000 square feet or 2,000 square feet. So it just depends. We want to make sure we go in and do a thorough job so we don't rush the process.
Okay. Well, that's amazing, because I know I would want to know how long do I need to be away from the business and vice versa. So business owners, you have heard it. She can, white gloves, Jackie can take care of you. She could put your business to be COVID ready to make that money. All you got to do is put your signs up on social distancing and have your signs for mask up, because she's going to have everything else prepared for you, where you know that your customers are safe, your employees are safe. And that's a win-win situation right there. And so for a business to stay sanitized, what will be the regimen?
Well, you want to make sure, depending on the amount of activity that's coming into your business, you want to make sure that you're cleaning and sanitizing at least weekly. If you can't afford weekly, at least bi-weekly. And we will definitely, the more you use us, the less we go down on our prices. So that way it makes it more affordable for you. And Michael, if I could just piggyback just a little bit off of what you just said, we will also help you establish a protocol with social distancing and proper hand washing in your restrooms for you. So we don't mind formatting and working with you to having that plan. We also don't mind as well teaching your staff on the importance of cleanliness, washing hands, social distancing, things like that. We also teach on COVID-19 and the virus and how it works and, how the virus is and how horrible it is, So we teach on all those different things as well. And we don't charge for that.
Wow. So how you running this game is value, then more value.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be calling White Gloves. I know I'm going to talk to the manager of my office building, say, hey. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't been in my office on a consistent basis, because I know it hasn't been truly clean. And so if you want to feel safe for yourself and safe for your family, you need to give White Gloves a call. And if you can, repeat that number. They need to be calling White Gloves Cleaning and Sanitizing Service. What's that number again?
It is 866-991-4611.
There it is. Jackie, I appreciate all that you have shared. You have shared some true gems to help put people in a safe position, a profitable position. And I just want to thank you so much for just looking out for our listeners. You know, I want to thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your expertise and like I said, being certified and sanitized and disinfecting, and know that you're doing your part to make this pandemic a better place for us all right now. And I think what you're doing is going to help bring somewhat a small form of normalcy back to when we know a place has been fully disinfected, you know. So I just want to thank you so much for just sharing your expertise, your knowledge, your wisdom with the audience today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was truly a pleasure. And if anybody have any questions or just want the educational part, I don't mind sharing. And thank you again, Michael. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Get Your Business Right show on Verke Radio, where we're all about empowering women to be in the right place, make the right power moves, and being in the right environment. So I just want to thank you so much. Next time, peace.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.